We are beginning a series of studies which we shall call Incidents in Luke's Gospel. This Gospel portrays the Lord Jesus as the Son of Man. He is presented as man in all perfection. His manhood is especially manifested in the incidents Luke records of the life of Jesus. He is a dependent man and therefore is seen so often in prayer in this Gospel. Jesus is also seen as a guest in the homes of various people in Luke's account. He sat and ate with many people and talked over their problems, sharing their joys and sorrows, and gave instructive teaching at the dinner table. Luke was a physician and gives us much information and many incidents in the life of the Lord Jesus, which are not found in the other three Gospels. He was led by the Holy Spirit to present the Savior in His holy and unique humanity as the promised Redeemer, born of a virgin. The sinless man, yet also Son of God. See Luke 1, verse 35. In these brief radio messages, we can only look at some selected incidents in the life of Jesus as found in Luke's Gospel. We have chosen the incidents where he is associated with various people in differing circumstances. First, the shepherds and the babe Jesus. In connection with the birth of the babe Jesus, Luke 2 tells us of shepherds in a country field who were keeping watch over their flock by night. This notice follows the statement that Mary brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn, verses 7 and 8. Just think of God's blessed Son, the Creator of the world, becoming man and coming into the world of His creation in such humble circumstances, born in a stable and cradled in a manger made for cattle. This was because there was no room for them in the inn. The world has continued to have no room for the blessed Jesus. Is there room in your heart for the Lord Jesus Christ? If you've never opened your heart to Him, we entreat you to do so now. It was to these shepherds that the first announcement of the birth of Christ the Savior was made from heaven by the angel of the Lord. The glory of the Lord shone round about them, and the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Verses 9 through 12. What a wonderful message was proclaimed to these shepherds. The Savior of the world had come into the realm of mankind. This was indeed good tidings of joy. Now, this is not just a message to be remembered once a year at so-called Christmas time. It should be proclaimed everywhere, any time. We say to you, dear friend, listening in, unto you has been born a Savior, Jesus Christ the Lord. Have you accepted Him as your own deliverer from coming judgment? And as your Lord? Now Luke tells us that there appeared with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Verses 13 and 14. Though the birth of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, was unknown in the inn and elsewhere in the world, it was known in heaven and celebrated by the angelic host. They joined the angel of the Lord in this announcement to the shepherds and praised God. They proclaimed glory to God and blessing to man as a result of this unique, miraculous, virgin birth of Jesus of Nazareth. He indeed glorified God on earth in all his life, as he could say at the end in prayer to his Father, as recorded in John 17:4. Peace on earth can only come through Jesus Christ. Because the world rejected and crucified him, there is no peace on earth. But those who individually accept Jesus Christ as their personal Savior obtain peace with God. And the day is coming when the rejected Jesus will come in judgment upon his enemies and will reign on earth as the Prince of Peace and bring peace to the nations. Now let us see what effect this glorious announcement of the birth of Jesus and its celebration by the heavenly angelic choir had upon the shepherds. The divine account of Luke says, "As the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us go now, even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord had made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child." Luke 2, verses 15 through 17. The glorious message of the glad tidings of a Savior born at Bethlehem was believed by these simple shepherds, and their feet were set in motion to go and see what God had made known to them. Their decision was to go now to Bethlehem. They did not say, "Let us go and see if this thing has happened." No, they said, "Let us go and see this thing which has come to pass." Simplicity of faith that believed God's good news persuaded them to go and witness the reality of the birth of Jesus. They did not put off going to a more convenient time, but decided to go now and made haste to do so. At Bethlehem they found Mary and Joseph and the babe Jesus lying in a manger. Most likely he was the only baby with a manger for a crib, so it was easy to find. Faith wrought in their hearts to believe, to go, and to then experience the truth of God's message. The result was their hearts were filled with joy, and they returned glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. See Luke 2, verse 20. Furthermore, these believing shepherds became the first evangelists of this new age. When they had seen it, that is, the babe Jesus in the manger, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. Verse 17. They proclaimed about the country the good news that the promised Savior, the Anointed One, the Christ, had been born. But those that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. Verse 18. We do not read that they believed the good news or also came to see the newborn Savior. Perhaps they were like those in Paul's day who heard the gospel of salvation, the forgiveness of sins through the man Jesus Christ. But the apostle had to warn them and say, "Beware, therefore, lest that come upon you which is spoken of in the prophets. Behold, ye despisers, and wonder and perish." See Acts 13, verses 38 to 41. Radio friend, have you come to behold the Savior, Jesus Christ the Lord, in believing faith as the shepherds of old did? Or do you merely wonder about the message of salvation that has been proclaimed to you? We entreat you to decide for Christ now, as the shepherds did, if you have never done so. Then you too can go and tell others the glad tidings and glorify and praise God in joyful exultation. In contrast to the people who wondered at the things which were told them about the babe Jesus by the shepherds, we read, "But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart." Verse 19. Mary was a choice and chosen vessel as the virgin mother of Jesus the Savior. The angel Gabriel had previously told her, "Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women." Luke 1, verses 26 to 28. And when Gabriel explained to her how the Holy Spirit would come upon her, and the power of the Highest would overshadow her, and that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God, Mary responded with blessed acceptance. She said, "Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Be it unto me according to thy word." Luke 1:35-38. She offered herself gladly to God as his handmaiden for the accomplishment of his divine and holy purposes. And now, having given birth to the holy child Jesus, the Son of God manifest in flesh, she treasured up and pondered in her heart, that is, she considered deeply in her soul, all the things the angels had told the shepherds about her child. Now, while giving due honor to the Virgin Mary, we must note that the Bible does not say she is blessed above women, but among women. Though the babe Jesus was holy by divine miraculous conception, that did not make the Virgin Mother Mary holy and without inborn sin. Nor did it make her a co-redemptrix with Jesus as the Mother of God to be prayed to, as some teach. The Bible tells us Mary was among the company of the followers of the crucified, risen, and ascended Jesus Christ, who continued in prayer and supplication in Acts 1:14. They were not praying to her.